You're listening to Group Travel Radio. Welcome to Group Travel Radio. I'm Stevie G.
And I'm Angelica Kennedy.
Join us as we take a look at what is going on in the group travel world during this weekly update. Group Travel Radio is produced by Group Travel Odyssey, flexible cloud-based software and service to manage group travel seamlessly. Let's start at sea. Virgin Voyages is offering a unique opportunity for remote workers through its Scarlet Summer Season Pass, which allows those who work remotely to go on a month-long Mediterranean vacation from June to September this year. Inspired by the idea of balancing work and pleasure, travelers can work at their own speed while exploring beautiful coastal communities, doing yoga, or group spin classes in between calls. Four consecutive trips on the Scarlet Lady are included in the Scarlet Summer Season Pass. Prices for the Scarlet Summer Season Pass starts at $9,990.
The future of seven American Queen Voyages ships are still uncertain since operations were ceased this past February. The American Queen, the American Duchess, the American Empress, and the American Countess are the four iconic paddle wheelers in AQV's fleet. In addition, AQV holds a long-term charter agreement for the Ocean Victory, an expedition ship flying the flag of the Bahamas that sailed between Alaska and the Pacific Northwest, as well as two coastal cruisers, the Ocean Navigator and the Ocean Voyager. AQV's assets are scheduled to go to auction on March 27th if a buyer does not come forward before then, according to the documents the Hornblower Group filed late last month with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Houston.
Some more cruise news. Carnival has opened a brand new solar park at the Dominican Republic's Amber Cove Cruise Center. With more than 1,800 solar panels, this solar park will meet 80% of the port's energy needs. Situated close to Puerto Plata on the scenic north coast, Amber Cove Cruise Center features a lively mix of eateries, retail stores, pubs, swimming areas, and thrilling shore excursions. In addition to providing energy for the port, this solar installation benefits the environment by reducing emissions in an amount equal to growing over 30,000 trees.
On Saturday, President Biden authorized a $460 billion in budget bills, including funds for the Assistant Secretary of Commerce's Travel and Tourist Division. CEO of U.S. Travel, Jeff Freeman, expressed gratitude for the investment while highlighting the necessity of concerted efforts to improve the country's long-term competitiveness in the global market. The Visit America Act of 2022 created the position of Assistant Secretary, whose mission is to promote innovation and solve obstacles in the travel-related areas of government. This role becomes crucial as the United States gets ready to host major international events, like the World Cup, in order to compete for a larger portion of the global travel market.
A criminal investigation into the January 5th incident involving Alaska Airlines has been launched by the U.S. Department of Justice. Shortly after departure from Portland International Airport, a door plug blowout occurred on a Boeing 737 MAX 9. The aircraft, which was headed for Ontario, California, managed to make a safe return to Portland. In an event like this, it's normal for the DOJ to be conducting an investigation, Alaska Airlines said in a prepared statement.
New data released by Expedia shows a huge spike in hotel searches ahead of the complete solar eclipse on April 8th. For those who enjoy stargazing, this eclipse is especially thrilling because of its far larger path of totality, which stretches from Texas up through Maine. Expedia notes that searches for hotels have increased by 1,155% in Burlington, Vermont, and there have also been notable increases in searches for other U.S. destinations, like Little Rock, Arkansas, Dayton, Ohio, Buffalo, New York, and Indianapolis, Indiana.
Group Travel Odyssey has a brand new blog about how managing your supplier data stinks unless you have the right partner to help make it easier. We've got this blog linked in the show notes, so be sure to check it out to learn how GTO helps group travel planners through the supplier management app.
And before we go, today is National No Smoking Day, which takes place on the second Wednesday of March each year. Since it first came about in 1984, National No Smoking Day aims to make people more aware of the dangers of smoking.
Well, that's going to do it for this weekly update. Don't forget to follow Group Travel Radio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for tuning in today.